This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So based on the series that we have been covering, the next surah is Surah Ibrahim. Surah Ibrahim was a surah that was revealed in the later days or the latter days of Mecca. And this was a time that was very difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story of Surah Ibrahim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of telling the Quraysh that have you forgotten the fact that where you currently reside, where you currently live, is the same place where Ibrahim alayhi salam came and he resided and he was able to establish Tawheed and monotheism. Have you, the people of the Quraysh, forgotten about the stories of the past? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah, He tells them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَنَ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ. Have the stories not come to you? Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His way of rhetorically asking the Quraysh. The Quraysh were very familiar with the stories of Ad. They knew the stories of Qawm Thamud. They knew the stories of the past of Ibrahim alayhi salam and so forth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that if you think that you are the ones who are in charge of Mecca, you're mistaking. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam came here first and he established Tawheed first. And then all these other people came later on. And just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he established Tawheed. He made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He asked, alayhi salam, asked for a prophet to be sent, and hence it is our decree that Tawheed will be established once again for eternity in Mecca. If not today, it will be established sometime later on. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of telling the Quraysh that you have a choice. Either you can come on this side and believe in Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and remind yourself that Tawheed will be established again, or you can be on the wrong side of history, just like we found in the stories of Qawm Ad and Qawm Thamud. Surah Ibrahim primarily highlights two important things: the blessings of Iman, the fruit of Iman, and how Iman benefits a person. And number two is, what is the drawbacks and what are the harms of disbelieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To begin with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Quraysh and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are two different sides. Once again, you believe in Allah or you believe against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is that we find in this surah, Surah Ibrahim, Allah is telling the Quraysh, either you can be on the right side of history and show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you can be on the wrong side of history and be ungrateful to Allah. And that is why we find in this surah, Surah Ibrahim, the very well-known ayah that many of us we have heard, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you turn to Allah and you are grateful to Allah, then Allah will increase in your blessings. But if you are ungrateful to Allah, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, and subhanAllah, the word that is used in the Quran to show ungratefulness is kufr. That's why Allah says in the Quran, إِمَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا Kafura. You are, kufr is not only that type of kufr where a person denounces their iman. No, a type of kufr is that a person becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same surah, Surah Ibrahim, Allah tells us, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Let me give you, this is Allah telling us, let me give you a way that you can show your gratitude to Allah. Count all the blessings around you. Count every single blessing. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, we are blessed with so many different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us energy through the sun. Yet today, the energy that you and I, we can live without, which is the general electric energy that we can live without, we see that there is a bill that comes in our mail every single month. The energy of the sun is a type of energy that life will not exist on earth. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sends a bill to us.
Think about it. A person goes to the hospital, they have difficulty breathing. They get put on an oxygen machine. To use that oxygen machine, it costs money. They charge the patient money. On the other hand, you and I, very easily, without even thinking, we inhale and we exhale, not realizing that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted to, one day we could wake up and we could be blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He could take away our eyesight in a blink of an eye. He can take away our ability to hear in the blink of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could take away our ability to speak in the blink of an eye. Wallahi, we are blessed with so many different things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it comes to the subject of gratitude, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Even if you make an attempt to count all the blessings of Allah, you will fail in your attempt. And then Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. That verily, the human being, he's a person who commits dhulm. Most human beings, they commit dhulm, and then they commit kufr, meaning that they show their ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Surah Ibrahim, Allah is telling us, you can be on the right side of history, or you can be on the wrong side of history. Another thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very beautiful example of, is once again, when it comes to iman and kufr, Allah tells us that a person who has iman, true faith, then true faith penetrates the heart. And He gives the example of a tree. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً. It is like an amazing tree, a good tree. And this is a type of tree that its roots are deeply penetrated into the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is the characteristic of these kind of trees? He says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. First of all, Allah says, ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The roots are penetrated deep into the ground, and the leaves and the branches are high in the air. And then Allah says, they provide a fruit throughout all season, and they provide benefit to those who have planted that seed. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to tell us here? Allah is telling us that the example of the tree is, to help us understand, is like a believer. When a firm believer has iman in Allah, just like the roots of the tree are deeply penetrated into the ground, a person's iman is deeply penetrated into the ground. And we see trees like palm trees. Their roots are deeply penetrated into the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you see strong winds coming by, you know, like for example, in Florida, you see there's a lot of palm trees there. California, there's a lot of palm trees there. When you go to these kind of places, you see all these palm trees, but when you see the tornado season coming through, you don't see these trees on the ground. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us that example is like the example of iman. No matter what challenge comes your way, your roots are going to be firmly grounded. You're going to be firmly stable in terms of your iman. And then not only that, when the Quran says that the branches of the tree are high in the air, meaning that there are things that the person does, the believer does, that their reward reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ثابتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And then on the other hand, on the flip side, once again, when it comes to iman, Allah is telling us, you can have strong faith, and it will make you very, very strong, or you can become like the weak tree. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اُجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the example of kufr is like that kind of plant. You know, there are trees, as I said, there are trees firmly into the ground. There's no way you can pull them out unless you bring like a tractor and they go deep into the ground and they pull out the roots. But there are some kind of plants. Imagine going into your backyard. You see weeds growing in your backyard. What do? You go to the weed and you pull it out. And that weed is so weak that when you pull out that weed from the ground, it comes out with its roots, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that kufr and disbelieving in Allah is so weak in itself that it's like a plant that if you pluck it from the ground, you can pluck it with its roots from the top of the ground, and with and any bare hands can do that. This is how weak iman is. So Allah subhanahu is telling the people of the Quraysh, and in essence he's telling the entire world, that either you can have strong iman and be on the right side of history, or you can be on the wrong side of history. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds the people of the Quraysh, you can be on the right side of history and believe in Allah. And what do you get when you believe in Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, will make other people love you, will make other people appreciate you. Just like in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam left his family in Mecca, and this story is mentioned here in Surah Ibrahim, he says that, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي يَا Allah. I have left my family. And by the way, there was one interesting note, thing to note here. And this, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he said to Allah, that رَبِّ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا Ya Allah, make this city safe. Okay, and provide rizq to the city. This was the initial dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He left his family and he was gone. He came back another time, and this time he constructed the Kaaba. This time after he constructed the Kaaba, again he had to leave. This time he made this dua, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ This time in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he mentions his house. And then he says, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ Ya Allah, I did this. Ya Allah, make them from amongst those who establish their salat and they are liked by other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Quraysh, you can be on the right side of history and believe in Allah and you will be cherished and Allah will grant you many blessings. Or if you are on the wrong side of history, then listen to this very carefully. In this dunya, you will commit dhulm because you don't believe in Allah. You will commit dhulm against the Muslims. And if you commit dhulm against the Muslims, then remember very clear, remember very loud and clear, Allah is not unaware of the crimes and the atrocities that you are committing. And this is an ayah that goes for every single zalim. Even today when we see what is going on with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, wallahi, we remind ourselves, لا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم Allah is giving them a chance because that day will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down His wrath upon these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable very firmly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold the zalimeen accountable firmly in this dunya and the akhirah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling these people, in the akhirah, you don't believe in Allah, you will commit dhulm against the Muslims. In this dunya, you might get away with it. In the akhirah, you're going to be held accountable. But then, you know, there's a human thing. There's a human nature. When your backs are against the wall and you're now in trouble, you like to blame someone else. You want to blame someone else. You're trying to find someone to put the blame on. And this is where, in the same Surah Ibrahim, there is an ayah known as the khutbah of shaitan. Known as the khutbah of shaitan. Meaning that once the people, they go into the fire of Jahannam, when their matter has been decreed, and their matter has been settled, and they're in Jahannam, they all are going to start blaming one after another. That you told me to do such and such, and you told me to do such and such. And we find many stories in the Quran. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا The weak are telling the elite. The elite are telling the weak that we did not tell you what to do. And then they all will come back to shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ I made a big promise to you. I talked a big game in this dunya. But I broke all my promises. I made these promises, no doubt, to you in this dunya. But I'm telling you, I broke all my promises. Allah is telling the people of the Quraysh, you want to be on that side? Do you really want to be amongst those who are going to be the recipients of the khutbah of shaitan and the statement of shaitan? Don't put yourself in that kind of situation. Allah then says about shaitan, that what will he say? وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي He then says that all I did was, I just put a word in your ear and you followed. I never forced you to follow me. And then he says, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, but blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُ بِمُسْرِخِي إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So this is what Shaytan will say to these people in the fire of Jahannam. And think about it. When Shaytan absolves himself, that you cannot blame me for the things that you have done, where are people going to go? There's going to be only disparity in the fire of Jahannam, and they will suffer immensely in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, O people, O Quraysh, and in essence, Allah is telling the entire world, when you look at Surah Ibrahim, it tells us about gratitude. Are you on the right side of gratitude, or are you going to be amongst those who are ungrateful to Allah? When it comes to Iman, are you going to be amongst those who believe in Allah, or are you going to be amongst those who disbelieve in Allah? Are you going to be amongst those that your Iman is firm, or you're amongst those that you disbelieve in Allah, and Allah is telling them, your disbelieving Allah is very weak, your aqidah is weak, your faith system is absolutely weak. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, you can be on the right side of history and believe in Allah, and Allah will grant you prosperity. Or if you commit dhulm and you disbelieve in Allah, then you might not suffer in this dunya, but most certainly you will suffer in the akhirah. And after you go to Jahannam, there is no one. You go to Shaytan, Shaytan is going to absolve himself. So this is what Surah Ibrahim is in a nutshell. It's not a very long surah, it's 51 verses, but it's a jam-packed surah from beginning to end. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us amongst those who are firm in their iman. May Allah keep our youth and our upcoming generation, their iman firm in faith, and firm on the Quran, and firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah to protect our current generation and the upcoming generations from the fitnas that may occur. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are always on the right side of history and not on the wrong side of history. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.